This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to be talking about, well, basically what President Harry S. Truman brought to the light. He said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Well, it's exactly the case. That's set before us today, isn't it, America? Because we're seeing this on a grand scale in this country. We're going to be talking about, again, the American politician. Yes, out of their own mouth, they admitted that we are corrupt. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Before we do, has anybody, well, you can't not notice. You can't not notice what's going on in this country. You see, the word of God will not return unto the Lord void. Isaiah 55, friends, it's just not going to do that. Remember when he said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known? Is that not what's going on today? Was this not what we were talking about a week ago? These false accusers are going to come against the likes of Judge Roy Moore and it's going to backfire? And remember I brought up Proverbs 26, verse 27? Whosoever digs a pit will fall into it. Why is that? Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Can we say Al Franken? Which is just the tip of the iceberg concerning these politicians that are being exposed today, friends, for their crimes against we, the people. And namely against women and men and children that they've abused. And again, friends, we see that politicians feel that there's some congressional immunity. That they're not to be held accountable for their crimes. Matter of fact, they feel so, friends, that they could just use your tax dollars to go ahead and pay off those that they have abused. That's pretty arrogant, is it not, America? But it's what's happening today on a grand scale. What's wrong with your country? I mean, I have a list of rapists and pedophiles right in front of me, friends, that call themselves representatives. And they're not representatives at all. Pedophiles, rapists. I have a list in front of me, Bill Clinton, rapist, Anthony Weiner, texting children, friends, Woody Allen, pedophile, here's an actor, Bill Cosby, rapist, Al Franken, sexual assault, Harvey Weinstein, rapist, Howard Gutman, child prostitution, Jonathan Edwards, if you remember this guy, embezzlement to hide an affair. Lena Derman, incest, abuse. I mean, folks, I can go on and on and on and on. And these are the people that you're allowing to take the helm and lead the way directly into hell. And here they are. They're doing just that. If it's not a movie star, as you would call them, they're fallen stars. It's a pop star. If it's not a pop star, it's an actor, right? If it's not an actor, it's a politician, which is an actor. It's not a politician, it's some corrupt clergy in the church. But boy, I'm looking at this list of sexual crimes. And it's just second to none. Sexual harassment. Look at Joe Biden friends. The Secret Service just came out and said that they felt very uncomfortable around Vice President Joe Biden. He would undress. He would go skinny dipping in a pool. And yet they were supposed to protect him from we the people. Look at the pictures coming out on Joe Biden friends. Grabbing. Whispering into the ears of women and children. And somehow or another, you have been led to believe that this is somehow presidential. No, this is crime. He's a creep, is what he is, America. And you just can't get away from the fact that America, at this point, there's something that comes upon people that are sorry for what they did or what they've tolerated. In America, are you ashamed of what you've allowed yet? I mean, if it's not the NFL disgracing and desecrating the memories that fought blood and died for you and me, to corruption that we're seeing in government today, corruption in the church that we're seeing today. Folks, and we talked about this for an hour yesterday, covering what's going on in this country, and then back to the responsible party, which would be me and you, to right the wrongs. Because America, we have the freedom to right the wrongs today, do we not? Yes, we do. When are we going to right those wrongs? Going back to what I originally said, last week I told you what was going to happen. We're here. I told you they're going to come out and they're going to accuse a child of God falsely. And what's going to happen, those that jump on the wagon and begin to accuse are going to be exposed. Is that what's happening today, America? See, that's all I needed to do is go back to the Word of God and tell you what's coming down the road. Psalm 7:15 tells us, he made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he had made. This is what happens when you play with sin. This is what happens when you violate God's moral law. Sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. And you would think that in America, especially at this time, you would feel that now it's time to correct ourselves. We have the prime opportunity. Because of the mercy of God, he's brought all things to the light. Now the church is to rise and stand up to the level of expectation concerning what God commanded and respond and right the wrongs, because we have a prime opportunity to do so now. Read Matthew 3:2 when you get a moment. But America, we need to get this right, because we can get this right. And I, for one, am cool to go ahead and take the charge to say, folks, it's time to deal with the lawlessness in our society by taking heed to the law of God and establishing what he told us and commanded us to establish. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and his word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going over the Sons of Liberty Media conference, Faces of Evil, Bill Clinton, Al Franken, Charlie Rose, and Glenn Thrush all face new sexual misconduct allegations. Now, America, I want you to keep in mind that the strength of the Constitution lies within your will to enforce it. We know that Billy Bob Clinton was not only a drug dealer in Mena, Arkansas back in the 90s. We know that Billy Bob and Hillary are a part of the murder of 147 dead individuals around their administration in Arkansas back in the 90s. That was back in the 90s, America. And that for some reason or another, the American people have been led to believe that they are above the law. They are immune. They're impervious, America, to justice. The laws of our constitutional republic. The only reason that they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with is because you, America, have allowed them to get away with it. Period. They're there to enforce the law, not to tear it down. And again, if you take the time to read the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, for violations such as Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and you enforce those laws because we, the people, starts out the preamble, if you might, concerning the United States Constitution. It's up to us to deal with them. And if the DOJ doesn't want to do it, then we deal with the DOJ. We replace them with people that are willing to do what they themselves swore that they would do, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which falls in line with the first segment, friends, the faces of evil, Bill Clinton, Al Franken, Charlie Rose, Glenn Thrush, all face new sexual misconduct allegations. Why do they feel that they are above the law, America? Because you've given them. You've added strength to tyranny by allowing them to do the things that they want to do. That is the bottom line. The buck stops right there. And so begins our responsibility. Moving on, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Islamic State unveils photos of Pope Francis's behead. He's beheaded, friends. That's what they're showing a picture of. It reveals a photo of Pope Francis beheaded. Now, this guy, I just got to say for all you Catholics, what Bible are you reading? Either you're going to make void the commandments of God, which will never happen, by allowing the commandments of men to take precedent, that will be temporary. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to this Pope and what he says, the heresy that comes out of this guy's mouth is second to none. I just seen a post from him. It was a meme from the Pope today. Metaphorically, he said Jesus was not, tangible. He wasn't a reality. He was just, in other words, a figment of your imagination. Not a reality, he said. And that's just, again, the tip of the iceberg concerning what Catholics have allowed this Pope to say and even get away with. He's nothing but a political figurehead. He's going in line with what the administration moves to. And that's not just the U.S. policy administration, friends. I'm talking about globally. Has anybody noticed that he's calling for a new world order the same time that the United States government was? The same times that the Russians were? And the same time that the Chinese were? Folks, he's a political head, period. End of story. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, John Kerry, Palestinians committed to nonviolence. Who does this guy think he's kidding? I got an article coming out in the up and coming days and possibly weeks concerning mosques in America. Are they military bases? When you go to the Quran, friends, you can see exactly out of their own mouth and what it is that they feed upon and what they're responsible for in the United States of America concerning terrorism is second to none. And again, John Kerry is there, America, because you tolerate this traitor, because you tolerate this corrupt politician, this Benedict Arnold. And again, he's another one that feels that he's above the law. And for all those back in the 80s, in the 90s, when old John Boy was running against his cousin, George W. Bush. Oh, did I say that? The American people had no idea, did they? Nope, they sure didn't. They family. Mm-hmm. They sure is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Navy's new running standards, take it easy on women. Friends, listen to this carefully. The Navy announced Wednesday that new female recruits to the service are going to have to complete a 1.5-mile run in 18 minutes. Folks, I could do that backwards. Male recruits will have to now run the same distance in 16 minutes and 10 seconds. Do you see what they're doing? They're lowering the standards in our military incrementally. Why? To pull down your defenses. Period. My sons love to watch documentaries on the military. The Navy SEALs, the Marines, the snipers, the sappers, whatever the case might be. I mean, they feed on watching these videos because they want to be, my one son wants to be a Navy SEAL. And we're having him understand what the Constitution and first and foremost the Bible has to say about it. So if he's sent off to war, at least he knows what he's fighting for, right? But they were watching a video, and it was on the Marines. And they were women in the Marines. And folks, I got to tell you, and I don't mean any disrespect to all those women out there that are standing up and wanting to do what the men are unwilling to do. I'm for you, and I'm with you on that. I high-five you. But come on, let's call it for what it is. You're not designed to do what a man is designed to do, period. Period. Sticking to Scripture. Period. When I watched these women that went through the basic training in the Marines, I mean, they had the smallest little owie, and the doctor was right there to fix them up. I mean, when they were running across the field in Battlefold, folks, it was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, how the enemy laughs at Americans. See, these women, they want to be just equal to man, but they're not created to be equal with man. And I'm talking about physically. The strength of a man is not the strength of a woman, and you can surely see it when you watch them in basic training. You almost feel sorry for them. They're crying in basic training because they want to go home. They want to get back to their babies. And yet here's the doctor just encouraging them on. Folks, let me ask you a question. What are they going to do if it comes to war? And all of a sudden, what they had in basic training is not on the battlefield. It reminds me of what you see so many young people do in the country today. They're allured by the recruiters for some $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 educational bonus to sign up in the military as a part-time gig. And then before they know it, after basic training, they're transported over to some unconstitutional foreign war in Iraq or in Afghanistan. And then they end up killing themselves. It's not what they signed up for. And it's the same thing with the women in the Marines or in the military. And see, what they're doing is they're lowering the standard as they're weakening your defenses, America. Hello. Again, high-fiving the women that have the heart to do so because men do not, because I see it across the country. It's the women doing what the men should be doing. But they're too caught up watching those full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball or shooting a little leather ball into a hoop. Or a little plastic puck sliding across the ice. I'm with you. But I just want to reiterate the point, you're not created to do so. And there's nobody that can convince me otherwise. If you've not taken the time to watch women in basic training, do so, friends. Do yourself a favor. You feel for them. And the fact of the matter is, the question I have, not only are they not built for it, but the question that I have is, what are you going to do if war comes? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have posted Shocker Judge Roy Moore opens up 15-point lead after accusers' stories fall apart. Just like I said. And see, the witness of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the fact that those that accused him are now being exposed for their crimes. And the fact of the matter is Judge Roy Moore is now being exalted and his head is being lifted up above his enemies because of the righteousness that the Lord is establishing in that man's campaign. You can always tell the real deal. He knows and understands the cross, and because he understands the cross, he understands the power of God unto salvation. And there are so few that understand that.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check out some articles, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, GCN, you guys are rocking it right now, and I totally appreciate it. Thank you, guys, down there at GCN. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. President Harry S. Truman. And that guy told us a lot. He revealed a lot to us if we pay attention to the things that he had shared with us. It's also interesting to note, I watched a documentary on Harry S. Truman, and he had a lot of mob ties that helped him get into the position of the presidency. So it's pretty crazy. Their version of truth back then is more, brings more light with it than that it did to those that tell us the truth today. Kind of reminds me of a can of lemonade. You buy a Minute Maid can of lemonade, and it says made with real lemons. You turn it around, it says made with less than 3% real lemons. That's about how we get the truth today. The majority of it's nothing but lies. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. They said it. Matter of fact, the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Which brings me to, I remember we were sitting at a table, this is, 18 years ago, and we were in the ministry center. And I remember this guy, he was really wealthy. He came into the ministry and he brought his brother with him. And he had a real arrogance about him. He ended up being a cool guy at the end of the day, but I won his respect because I didn't take his garbage. Here, let me explain. I remember that he came into the office and we were sitting at the table. And again, him and his brother were sitting there and they were asking us questions, you know, making inquisitions concerning the ministry. And we opened the doors for all of that. And at one particular time, he said something where it was kind of dictatorial. He came to one of our high school assemblies. He loved that because he got behind us. But the point of the matter was, it was like he wanted to change something about the way God was using us. And I looked at him and I told him, I said, the ministry's not for sale. And I knew that he was a real wealthy guy, but the Bible tells us we're not to be a respecter of persons. I didn't care if he was wealthy or if he wasn't wealthy. I'd have treated him the same. And when I said the ministry's not for sale, his brother hit down on the table real hard. He said, my brother can make your wildest dreams come to pass. I'll never forget it because I looked back and I said, oh, just second nature came back to me. And I just said, hey, listen, I don't care what your brother can make happen here. If his heart's not into doing what we're called to do, then there's really nothing I can do about it. But again, I want to remind you that this ministry is not for sale. This is what we're called to do. I didn't apply for the job, period. I just responded to the job, and that's what I've been doing for 23 years now. And so when George Washington says that there's very few that have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder, I understand all the while what he's talking about. Because people try to buy you so they can dictate you, regardless if it's politics or in the church. Folks, look at how many supposed self-proclaimed pastors there are in the pulpit, which have no business being there. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. But how many are there that are beholden to those that support his ministry for his new building project? You know, that's one thing, a side note, one thing that we have never done in this ministry is we've never took vision to those that can support the ministry. We've always brought them a big basket of fruit. This is what we have done. This is what we have done. It's not, this is what we're going to do when you give us the money. No, no, no. This is what we did so you can support us to go even further than what we've already done. That's the way you should be doing it. Read Numbers 14. But you can see when they brought the good report back in a different sense, but saying the same thing. You know, the children of Israel, they wanted to stone them because it was a good report. You know, outside of my ministry, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen a ministry do just what I just got done telling you that we have done. We've always brought a basket full of fruit before we've asked for the support. Because we want to show those people that support the ministry that we feel obligated before God, first and foremost. But secondly, those that support the ministry to do what they supported us to do. That's important for us. So anyways, to get back to the topic here. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder, said George Washington. As we take a look at what is happening in the arena of politics today, we can see that his warnings have been largely ignored by the people that he was addressing. I mean, today Americans are betrayed on a daily basis by corrupt politicians, and that with a kiss. Read Luke 22:48. That's how Jesus was betrayed, with a kiss. I mean, and to prove the point, have you ever wondered about the politicians who are to serve we the people, enter office with little to nothing, and before you know it, they've garnered great wealth? As a matter of fact, America, did you know that 268 of the 534 members are millionaires? How did they do that? I said 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. That's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, who are they working for? Especially knowing that their salaries don't match up to their accumulated wealth. The American politician. Yes, we are corrupt. Folks, they're telling you they're corrupt. How is it that they've accumulated so much wealth? Well, how is it that America has experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change, Proverbs 24:21, over the last 50 years in this country? Yet we wonder why America is being turned into hell, Psalm 9:17. Perhaps it's because there have been senators in this government, America, this government, that have been serving themselves and special interest groups. And by the way, many of these special interest groups, you want to talk about fascism, here you have it under a different name. But many of these special interest groups have been literally conspiring against the American people for years. Robert C. Byrd, West Virginia. Don't forget about Daniel K. Inouye, who served for 49 years. Storm Thurmond served for 47 years. Edward Kennedy, 46 years. Patrick J. Leah, 42 years. And the list goes on and on and on and on. We might want to start there. Term limits. I mean, this is craziness. That'd be a good beginning to cut that off. Oh, and by the way, I can just hear the media-minded modern-day conservatives say, this is not right. Or where did you get this information from? Go ahead. Back it up, Bradley. I say, as I always have in the past, and so I will do again, here is a list of politicians that have admitted out of their own mouths that money controls politics. They said it. I didn't. You know, it's absolutely amazing, friends. I want you to do this. Go to Bradley Dean and check out my Wikipedia. Folks, look at the stuff that we have done. And look at the reports in contrast to what we have done. And when you think of how reporters have perverted who we are and what it is that we have done, God has maintained the light, no question about it. He's given us a national, international presence, no doubt about it, on the heads of our enemies that meant to bring us down, have been taken down. But what's interesting about all this, friends, is the fact of the matter is when it comes to my wiki page, there's only two or three reporters on that whole page of all the things that we've done in the years of ministry that I ever talked to or ever been questioned by. I remember Jake Tapper contacted me. I remember Matt Labash from the Weekly Standard went on tour with us for a week doing high school assemblies. I remember Serge Kowalowski flew into Minneapolis to do an investigative report on my ministry. And the whole report on the New York Times was a page and a half, and it was all positive, and nobody liked that response because it wasn't true what they were saying. It's craziness. Out of all of the things that people say, I just had another guy a week and a half ago. He's supposed to be a media bias guy. And I'm humored by it. My phone lines are open for you to question me on live radio. 88 affiliates in America. Call me out. Expose me for who I am. 1-866-582-9933. A guy just a week and a half ago, starts writing about how Bradley Dean believes this and believes that, and then he put on there that I'm extremely right. I know I'm extremely right, because I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Word of God and the Constitution, which brings about the resolve if the responsible party is willing to take it to those that are far left or even middle of center to the left, or left of center. But the things this guy said, Bradley Dean believes this and Bradley Dean believes that, it's like, you've never even asked me that. How do you know that? And when I think about what he said is, I know I didn't say that. And that's why I open the lines up for people to actually confront me for the things that I have said and for the things that I have done. And yet that just hasn't happened yet. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to expose the American politician. Yes, we are corrupt. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about the American politician. Yes, we are corrupt, say they. And to show you, you can hear from their own mouths, Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s and California State Treasurer in the 1970s and 80s, he said, money is the mother's milk of politics. Huh. The millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly for a democratic society. America is a republic. One person, one vote to an oligarch form of society, which billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are. He said it. I didn't say it. What about socialist Bernie Sanders? U.S. Senator from Vermont said many similar things, such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They bow down to the golden altar. And see, if you remember right, friends, it was Aaron that got in trouble because he feared the people, and he said, because they wanted a God that went before him. And he said, give me the earrings and your bracelets, the gold. And he made a golden calf. And he said, the people began to say, these be our gods that go before us. And then here comes Moses. And God was angry with those people. It got to the point where the Lord says, whoever's on the Lord's side, come over here, and who's not, go over there. And there was war. Vice President Joe Biden said, you have to go, former You have to go where the money is. Now where the money is, there's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awfully hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position, but then you conclude they're wrong and vote no. So in other words, they're telling you that they bow to the golden calf. Jim Hightower, former Democratic Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, said, "Today's whole political game run by an absurdist nightmare of moneyed elitists is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suits and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls." This is what they're telling you, America. We're corrupt. Russ Fenghold, three-term Democratic senator from Wisconsin. And by the way, I'm sorry, it says Democrat or Republican. There is no difference. We have one constitution. Democrat, Republican, it's all unconstitutional. And I'm still waiting for someone to confront me on that, but I can't get it. And show me the error of my ways concerning how there's a Democratic Party and a Republican Party and an Independent Party in this country. It's unconstitutional. Matter of fact, Russ Fenghold was running for the Senate back in 2015 in Wisconsin. He said, "People tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and that the multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots." He said, "It's hard not to agree." And I'll tell you what, you know, taking it over to the wealthy, there's something that happens to them people's minds. Seriously. We went down to Rodeo Drive in California in Beverly Hills. And some of the art that I seen, it's supposed to be one of the wealthiest, if you want to go on a shopping spree, that's the wealthiest area to go. And folks, the artwork was the most bizarre thing I ever seen in my life. There is major distortion in the minds of some of these people. And you can see that's taking place today. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder, said Senator Ted Cruz, Texas. He said, "Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people," said Ted Cruz. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Did you hear what he said? This is Ted Cruz. He said, "Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel." He said, "They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder." See, we don't need a revolution. We just need a reformation. We just need some patriots in this country that love God and man enough to actually stand up and do what God commanded them to do. And it's not enough to have them resign. It's enough to remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and indict them, charge them for their crimes against we the people. And if you knew the Constitution, these people, we wouldn't be talking about this today. And this is why the churches should be doing their job, so we don't have to be talking about it today. And if we do, we deal with it. James E. Turney, former Attorney General of Maine, "When you start to connect the actual access to money and the access involves law enforcement officials, you have clearly crossed the line. What is going on is shocking and it's terrible." Huh. Mark Hanna, William McKinley's 1896 presidential campaign manager and later senator from Ohio in 1895, said, "There are two things that are important in politics. The first is money, and I can't remember what the second one is." Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? I wonder if he's laughing about it now. Former President Theodore Roosevelt, 1912, platform of the Progressive Party, said, Government sits enthroned in an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmen of the day. It's not invisible. By the way, God is in control of all things. He is the governor of all nations. Hey, folks, a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. You want to talk about specificity? He knows the very hairs, the number of hairs upon your head. He knows what's going on. It's not invisible. This is an issue. This is a warfare that we are in the middle of. It's the greatest experiment known to mankind, the American Republic. And what are we going to do with it? Here is Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1933, a letter to Edward M. House. He said, I had a nice talk with Jack Morgan, a banker, J.P. Morgan, Jr., the other day, and he seemed more worried about Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Rexford Tugwell's speech than anything and about anything else, especially when Tugwell said, from now on, property rights and financial rights will be subordinate to human rights. The real truth of the matter is, as you know and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. The country is going through a repetition of Jackson's fight with the Bank of the United States, only on a far bigger and broader basis. America, you know this to be true. You know this to be true. I want you to listen to what Daniel Webster said to the American people, only to reinforce President George Washington's first statement and Harry Truman's statement. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Your enemies, friends, are corruption in the church and in government, period. And your own hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Okay? Taking it back to ourselves again. But listen, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, America, said Daniel Webster, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. From America, your carelessness and your negligence. He goes on, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they place too implicit a confidence in their public servants, and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men, and become the instruments of their own undoing, make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Read the word of God. You can always tell when a stick is crooked. Always lay a straight one next to it. Read the Constitution. You know how the FBI detects counterfeit bills? They study the real ones. And when you study the Word of God, that blood-bought covenant, and the Constitution, that blood-bought covenant, America, you're going to detect the wrong. Now you need to apply the remedy, and only you and I can do that. Remember, America, prevention is better than cure. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. Love you. Talk to you in 23.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.